Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation. Today is April 4, 2011. Today God gave me 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 6, 12 through 13. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, who daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? And these are my notes. I wrote, they're not very long, but I'll read my notes until I talk from there. In my prayer of gratitude this morning, I was thanking God for aligning me to his grand master plan for my life. I was saying so much that I went into my high, that feeling good all over, like when your vibration is matching all that you are saying, and you literally feel it. I was laughing, jumping up and down, enjoying the feeling. When I asked God for his word, he was playing with me. What I saw first wasn't even in the Bible. I said, Lord, that book's not in the Bible. Tell me, help me see clearly. You know, I wanted him to show me the verse again. So I said, give it to me again. He did the same thing. What God showed me, I'm getting off my notes, but what God showed me was 1 Peter 6. 12 and 13. Like, 1 Peter 6. They only go up to 5, chapter 5. So I was like, Lord, there's no chapter 6. And then I said, well, show it to me again. Help me see clearly. Let me see it clearly so I can go to the right, you know, chapter. He showed me 6, 12 through 13 again. I said, God, there is no chapter 6. Stop playing with me. I said, I got things to do today. This is my last day to really get things ready. I said, I ain't got time. I said, I got things to do. Stop playing with me. You know, and so I was just laughing, you know. I was just laughing because, you know, God has a very good sense of humor. And he plays with me like that sometimes. But it's been quite a while since he played with me like that. But he was doing that with me again. And so I said, okay now, I'm just going to sit here. I said, I tell you what. Give me the book. What's the book, Lord? What's the book? 1 Peter. I said, okay, I got that. 1 Peter. Okay, now, Lord, what's the chapter, Lord? What's the chapter? So I started doing it like that. And he said, 3. I said, okay, I got that. 3. Okay, now, what are the verses in 1 Peter chapter 3? And so that's how I finally got it clear. But it was just hilarious. But anyway, I just wanted to share with you his sense of humor. But let me get, where am I on these notes? And so I finally got the book and chapter correct. But, you know, I had to realize that he was being funny, you know, and I think, I'm still off my notes because I'm kind of lost with my notes here now. But I'm thinking that he just wanted to beat me to the teasing part because I don't even know how to say it. But before when I was in 1 Peter again, God, we just tearing 1 Peter up. we just did that already. You know how I was doing that all the time? I was saying, man, we had these verses 5 times now. And so instead of me going into that like I normally do, he just jumped in there first, the teasing and the picking. So that's what I'm thinking happened. I think that he said he's going to play with me today. Let me just play with Sandra because she's going to come up with that. Man, God, this is the 5th or 6th time we doing these same verses. So to keep me from doing that, he just went ahead and started teasing with me in the beginning. So I just thought that was so funny. I said, okay. And so, yeah, we did have these verses quite a few times. So let's see. What is he saying? Now, this is for me because of my gratitude prayer that I did. I do my I am and my gratitude. And so I was saying all these different things with my gratitude, and it was all around the Grand Master Plan. And so I was just absorbed all up into that. And so these verses were given back to me because of that Grand Master Plan, I believe. And God is showing me that to be accountable. That's why I named it to be accountable, because we can say we want something. We can say we want to experience something, and we're going to do this and do that, but we have to be accountable. We have to be accountable for what we're saying so that we can follow through instead of just be talking about it and just be wanting to do it and wanting it to happen. We have to follow through with it so that it can happen. If you don't follow through, it's not going to happen. So we have to follow through what we're saying. And so that's what I said. Oh, okay. So God is showing me to be accountable. And so he's repeating these verses. I'm still trying to find where I'm at, but okay, here. He's letting me know how to be accountable, and that there is no need to fear as I step into his grand master plan. He has shown me my purpose. With it comes a huge responsibility. People will hate me, lie on me, attack my value, falsely accuse me. But it's okay because Jesus was treated worse. As long as I follow God's lead and seek him when the going gets tough and pray for those out to get me, I can stand firm and be the pure light that God wants me to be. Be love, be light, and walk in the power of God. That's it, and that's it. So that was my notes. I wrote short notes because this is really, really definitely for me because of the things that I was saying in my gratitude prayer. But of course, for everybody too. I mean, everybody can get something out of this, is that, you know, when you want to do God's will in your life, when you just surrender, say, Lord, I know what you have planned for me is greater than anything I could ever imagine. So I want to live that life. I want to live the life that you have for me that you know I would enjoy the utmost. So I want to be available and an allowance for that life. And so I'll be saying that. And so now I'm saying, Lord, your grand master plan, that's the life I want to experience. Whatever that looks like, whatever that is, that's what I want to experience. Because I know I can't even imagine it. I can't imagine it because that great is that powerful. I can't imagine it. But that's what I want to experience. And I thank you for aligning me to that and making me a vibrational match to that grand master plan you have for me. And so that was my gratitude, was all about that. And so what I have to do is, as I'm being in alignment and being made a vibrational match, I have to follow through. You know, when God leads me to do something, do it. When God opens doors for me, walk in them and put aside the fear. Because I know I can see what God is going to have me do. And it's totally, totally out of my comfort zone. But you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to grow, in order to expand, in order to bring to you what you really want to experience. You have to get out of your comfort zone because your comfort zone is not going to be in your comfort zone. And what I want, the life I want to live, and I'm not going to go into all the details of what I was saying, but the kind of life I want to live, there is no way I can experience it in my comfort zone. There is no way. But I want that life. I want it so badly. You know, because it's going to make me just like, woof, on cloud nine all the time. And I want that life so much. But God has let me know that
I have it. He has it prepared for me, but I have to do my part in order to receive it. I have to do my part. So I have to step out there in my fear and do what God opens up for me to do. I have to step out there. I just have to be, if you're afraid to do something, just go ahead and take your fear with you. Just go ahead and take it with you. But do it. Do it. Be accountable. So a lot of people step into their fear doing things. And then they do it and do it and do it, and then the fear gets less and less until there's no more fear. So don't let fear hold you back. Step into that fear. Go into whatever you're being led to go into and take the fear with you. Don't hold back. Don't hold yourself back or let the fear hold you back from doing it. Just take it with you. Take it with you. You get over it and just keep praying to God to be there with you. And I read yesterday, somebody sent me an email. It was like, congratulations for all the mistakes you make. And then it was like, isn't that a funny email? But think about it, you know. And it was I did not scan through the email, you know, because I got something behind us, so much email. So I was like scanning through it. And it makes a lot of sense because the people who made the greatest inventions, they made a lot of mistakes. They probably, somebody made, what, thousands of mistakes before they finally got it right. So mistakes are good, you know. They say mistakes are good. Make them. Keep on making them. And I remember some years ago when someone did a reading on me, they said, make mistakes. It's okay. God wants you to make mistakes because that's how you learn. That's how you perfect things is when you make a mistake. That's how you learn better ways and quicker ways to do things, making mistakes. And so God does not frown on mistakes. Make them. He wants you to make mistakes because you're out there learning. You're out there being adventurous. You're out there figuring out how to do things. And so this email, I just think about it. I got that email yesterday. Congratulations for all the mistakes you make. It's good to make mistakes, you know. And then I do my gratitude prayer about my grand master plan, and then God is showing me these verses. You know, you got to step out there in that fear. You know, you got to step out there to make all this come true. You got to step out there and be accountable for this life that you want to experience. So it's all together. You know, don't be afraid of making a mistake. Don't be afraid of saying the wrong thing. Don't be afraid of doing something silly or foolish. Or don't be afraid of anything. Just go out there and just do it. Just get out there. You don't have to perfect anything. Just get out there and do it. And see, I'd be thinking, I need to know more. I need to, you know, be like this and be like that. And, oh, maybe I should go do a class and get some kind of certification before people accept me. And because I told you, I do everything intuitively. I'm in the moment. I do everything intuitively. I don't go to school for anything. I don't be studying. And so I'm thinking, well, maybe I should go do this and do that. Then I'd be accepted. Because I'm a nobody. According to the world, you know, I don't have no letters behind my name. You know, even though I'm Reverend Sandra Lucas, I don't go by Reverend Sandra Lucas. I just go by Sandra Lucas. You know, people don't know I'm a minister. You know, because I don't be into labels. And I don't do things the normal way. I just do whatever comes to me. And so I don't be claiming anything. And so I thought, well, maybe I ought to go do this and I ought to go do that. And no, I don't have to do any of that. And every time I attempt to do it, I end up not doing it because it's not me. It's not really what I want to do from the depths of my heart. It's just not there. It's just something I would do because I'm thinking this is what society is going to expect or want from me. And even though society does, I'm not shaped and molded for society. I'm shaped and molded for God to use. I'm God's vessel of light. I'm not society's vessel. I'm God's vessel of light. And so why go out there and try to get myself shaped and molded into the world acceptance ways when, you know, I'm not delivering the world's message. I'm delivering God's message. And so if I'm going to be shaped and molded into anything, it's going to be into a vessel that God can use fully and completely. So this is all the stuff is just coming to me. I wouldn't even think about none of this at first, but you know how I am. I'll just start talking and things just start opening up and getting revealed to me. And I become more aware of what God is saying to me. And this is it, you know. I'm molded to be the vessel of light, and that's what God molded me to be. But then it doesn't stop there. I have to take the steps. I have to get out there and be that light. I have to get out there and give that, deliver that message. And I don't have to do anything outside of what God says for me to do. I don't have to add anything to what I'm doing. And I keep finding myself doing this and doing that and doing that. Remember I shared with you before, constantly doing, because you think you need to be doing this and doing that because the society, you're human. You're a human being and you're in this world, and that's what you're taught, that's what you see. Do. Sometimes I just want to just take all my emails and just don't even look at them, just delete everything. Don't even take time to look at them, because it takes me hours to look at email. And sometimes I just want to just not look at any of them and just go click that little box on top that checks everything and just go delete. Sometimes I feel like doing that. I haven't had the courage to do that yet. But one day I just may do that. I may just do that, you know, because I'd be getting good information. I'd be getting information around what I'm actually experiencing in my life. But I already know that information. So why be reading other people's information about the same thing I'm already experiencing intuitively? That's something that still has to get shedded from me, is, you know, reading stuff or getting involved in things that I'm already doing anyway intuitively. So one day I'm going to be able to just go in that box, click that box that highlights everything and just that checks everything. You know what box I'm talking about? One day I'm going to go and do that and just delete everything without looking. One day I'm going to have the courage to do that. But God is letting me know that I have to step out there, and all the stuff that I want, He has already ready for me. It's already there. I just have to step out there, follow His lead, and do it. Do it so that it can physically manifest for me, and I can be in that life 100%. And the other thing was, so you be accountable. You get out there and do it. Don't be talking about what you want and what to experience. Get out there and do what's necessary for you to start experiencing it. And then the other thing was when he shared again that he's watching over the righteous. God hears us. He sees us. He hears us. He sees us. So he sees what's going on with us, and he's going to keep us on the right path. And if we find ourselves like being rejected or being accused, or, you know, if darkness just comes at us, then he hears us. He will hear our prayers. So just pray. Pray. He's not going to intervene. You have to go to him and ask for what you want. Pray. And that's another thing I was saying. Ask and you shall receive all that you ask for. I was all up in that, you know. So we have to ask. So if we find ourselves in a situation that's not very pure, or that's not very, doesn't feel good, then we just pray, talk to God. Say, Lord, what do I need to do to get out of this? Lord, send me more light and love. Lord, show me the way out. Lord, whatever is going on in your life, talk to God. Just know that God hears and sees everything. And don't try to do anything yourself. Don't go into no pity mode or confusion mode or anything like that. Just keep that light shining. Keep your love flowing. And if something comes to you that's not making you feel good, go straight to the Father. Say, Lord, I'm giving this to you. And just talk to God. Ask and you shall receive all that you ask for. Know that God sees you and hears you. He hears your prayers. He sees what's going on in your life. And so if you want his intervention, you have to talk to him and ask him for it. So that's number two that he's letting me to know. Step out in there. If the going gets tough or things don't feel good, hey, he's right there. Talk to him. Ask him. Let him know what you want him to do for you. And then he said, let's see. And then he's going to, like, he's against those that do evil. So if people come at you and be attacking you because you're bringing goodness and light to the world, and they attack you for that, God's going to deal with them. God's going to deal with them. You ask God to keep your light shining. You ask God to help you in what area you need to be helped in. You know, if that human part of you starts trying to control you, or that ego, you talk to God and let him help you with that. But as far as those that's coming after you, as far as those that's hating you and saying things about you because you're bringing goodness to the world, because you're shining God's light and love, God will deal with them. Because God's face is against those who do evil. God will deal with them. They're going to get what's coming to them. So don't worry about that. Just keep yourself in the light and keep your heart open to receive God's love and to stay filled with His love. Okay, and then the last thing was that, and who is he that harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Now, God is saying, you know, why would somebody want to harm you when you're just bringing good? But we know human nature, there are people who are envious and jealous. There are people who have something against goodness and light. And so they'll be the ones that will harm. They'll be the ones that's out there seeking to harm. So if that happens, just know that you have God to turn to. You have God to turn to. So if people come after you because you're following the path of goodness, that you're following the path that is God's light and love, and that makes you feel good and live a good, happy, joyous life. If somebody comes after you because you're following that type of path, then God will deal with them. They got a problem with God. They don't have a problem with you. They have a problem with God. They have a problem with themselves because their light is too dim. Their light is too dim to even experience what you're giving to the world. Because we all have the ability to live in joy and happiness and to feel so free and peaceful. We all have that ability. It's in all of us. But there's just those of us who are not tapped into that part of us. And there are those of us who, when they see it, they attack it. They go against it. And I already shared yesterday why that darkness is. It's like they're screaming. They're screaming for help, you know, and they don't realize that's what they're doing. They don't realize they're screaming for help. They're screaming for the same light that you have. And so they attack. They attack you. So these are the different things that God is reminding me of. So I know I'm moving in 2 days. I'm out of here. 2 days. And so this is perfect timing because I've been saying, like, when I get to Florida, when I get to my brand new community, my brand new home, I'm going to be a whole, everything's going to be new. My whole life, everything's going to be brand new. My entire life is going to change, like, quick. And the quicker it changes, it's going to change as quick as I step out there. Step out there. So the faster I step out there and be accountable for me living the Grand Master Plan, the faster I'll be living it. The faster I'll be living it. So I believe that's why God has given me these verses again and let me know this, because it's getting close. It's getting close. I already did my Grandmaster Plan thing this morning. You know, oh my God, my whole body's vibrating right now. I know that I'm on the right track. I know, because when your body starts vibrating, when your body just starts responding to the things you're saying, then you know it's time. You know you're in alignment. You know this is it. This is it. You hear me? This is it. Whoa, this is it. I mean, now my hands, I mean, I'm just vibrating all over because this is it. I am saying the right things at the right time, and this is it. This is it. So, this is it. What more can I say? But this is it. This is it. This is my brand new life about to unfold. It's about to unfold, and I am just so excited. So excited. And I know, hey, I'm taking my fear with me. My fear is going to say, hey, come on, fear. Hey, let me put me a little hatchback or something on. You coming with me because you're not holding me back. I have allowed fear to hold me back for most of my life. And God is preparing me to, hey, if you have to, take that fear with you. But you got to step out there. You have to step out there so that I can pull all this stuff to you. Oof, Lord, because it's there. It's ready for me. It's right there waiting for me to experience. To experience. So if there's something that you want to experience in your life and it's just not there and you know what you need to do it, but you're afraid to do it, you're afraid to take that step, get out there. Say, okay, fear, I love you. I understand you. We're going to do this together. We're going to do this together because God got our back. God hears us. God sees us. God knows all things, and God's going to protect us. So together, let's step out there and do this thing because we have backup. We have backup. I understand why you don't want to do it, and you understand why I do want to do it. So let's put our minds together. Let's put our hearts together. Let's just get it done. We're just going to step out there on faith. We're going to step out there knowing that God is going to catch us if we start falling. He's going to just have that net out there to catch us. And God already said we can make mistakes. God said it's okay to make as many mistakes as necessary. God already said that. So fear, let's just do it. Let's just do it. Because don't have to worry about being stuck in the fear because you're allowed to make mistakes. So talk to fear. Let fear know that fear can make as many mistakes as necessary. It doesn't matter to God how many mistakes fear makes. It doesn't matter. So when fear knows that and you know that, just get on out there and say, we're out there. And that's what I'm going to have to do. I know I'm talking it. It's easy to talk it, isn't it? It's easy to talk it, but I'm going to get out there and do it, too. I'm going to get out there and do it. I'm going to hold myself accountable to get out there and do. Do what God is saying for me to do and just take my fear along with me and say, come on, fear, I got you by the hand. Let's go and let's jump. Let's jump off this cliff. There's a net down there somewhere. God's got a net. Oh, my God. This is going to be exciting. This is going to be so exciting. So exciting. I'm letting you know this is going to be the first time that I really, really jumped out there to live God's grand master plan. Now, I've jumped out there in fear on other things, but nothing as grand as this. I mean, this here is like a major, major fear. And so, I mean, it's just a whole new, a totally new me, totally out of my comfort zone. So, I'm going to step out there. I'm going to step out there and do it. So, I feel good. I feel good. Right now, I feel good. Oh, I'm so excited. I am just so excited. But I want you to know that for those of you who are following and listening, that I may be silent for a few days because I'm going to be on the road. It's a 15-plus-hour drive because I know I'm going to stop for gas. I'm going to stop probably to eat and relax, you know, get out the truck for a while because I'm driving, you know, the truck. My son, he's coming to town to help me drive. So he's flying in Saturday. And when he fly in, I'm going to get in the truck and head out. So, 15 hours plus, I guess, a couple more hours to stop and eat, relax, stretch. And so I won't be doing any of my meditating recording until I get settled in Florida. So I hope to be in Florida this Sunday. And then I'll get settled and get back doing my recordings. So I'll be silent for a few days. And I just thank you so much. And I'll be, let's see, this one, okay, this is the 7th. Okay, you probably be getting this one after I got settled, huh? Yeah, probably. But anyway, I'll see. Maybe I can get it uploaded while I'm on my trip. I don't know. We'll see. But thank you so much for listening to my transformation. And as always, I really do enjoy sharing. First, I was a little not sure, but God said for me to do it. And so it's for a reason. And so I thank God for giving me the courage to go ahead and do this. And I'm really enjoying it. So it's fun. And it could be because they're pre-recorded. So I'm really talking to me. So I talk to me a lot anyway. So I get nervous when I'm talking live to people. And I stumble more, you know, when I'm talking live to people. But so far God has me, you know, just doing this, you know, freestyle like I am. And maybe later he had me get out there and step into that other fear of, you know, stumbling if I'm live. And like he said, mistakes are okay. Mistakes are okay. I know some people don't tolerate mistakes, but that's okay too, because some of us do, because we make mistakes too. So, but anyway, I'm just rambling, but thank you so much for listening to the show, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you again from my very new home, my new location. And God bless you, and whatever you may be wanting to experience in your life that you are afraid to step into, may God give you the courage to do so. May God give you the courage to do so. And like he said, don't worry about mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, and the more you make, the better. God loves us making mistakes because it's helping us to grow. It's helping us to learn. It's helping us to evolve. It's helping to expand. God loves us making mistakes. Make as many as you make. Don't worry about how many you make. And like I said, somebody made thousands of mistakes before they got it right. 16,000 or plus before they got something right. So mistakes are good. Mistakes are good. So, and fear is, just let fear know that mistakes are good. And take fear by the hand and jump into whatever it is that you want so much to experience in your life. Just go ahead and make yourself accountable to make that step, to make that necessary step to start bringing to you what you want to experience in your life. And my prayer is that you will heed God's word, that you will heed his word and know that it's okay to make mistakes. Know that he hears you, that he sees you, that his face is against your enemies, that everything is going to be fine, and just come to him. Come to him whenever you feel afraid or not sure. Just go to him. He will hear your prayer. Go to him. So I just pray that you will have that courage to do so. I pray that you will just make it up in your mind that, you know, this is not the life that I want to live. I know I can live a better, greater, grander life, and this is the things that I want to experience in my life, and I'm going for it. I'm going for it. Lord, and lay it out to the Lord. Lord, this is what I want to experience in my life. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. Lay it out to the Lord. Let him know. Don't be telling yourself you can't do it, you don't have the means to do it, or you don't, you're not worthy of it, or whatever your ego be telling you. Push that all aside and say, Lord, this, from the deepest depths of my heart, this is the kind of life I want to live. That's what I did. And if I tell people, I only told maybe one or two people how I want to live, and I still didn't even tell them two people everything that I'd be telling God. But some people, you can tell them how you want to live, and they look at you like you're crazy. But don't let that bother you. Don't even share it with people who you know won't understand. Don't share it with anybody that you know would say something negative about it. Only share it with God. Talk it with you and your greater I am, and with God, the angels. And then if somebody comes into your life, if there isn't somebody in your life, if somebody comes to your life that you know will support you in the life you want to live, then you can share some of it with them and see how they respond to it. But, you know, if you want to share your grand life with me, I will listen to you because I know that everything's possible. I know that we're supposed to dream the biggest dreams and believe in those dreams and feel those dreams. And the universe will do everything it can for you to experience those dreams. Experience, and then you have to step out of your fear. Step out of your fear and do what you're guided to do so that you can manifest those dreams here and now. So I don't look at anything as being too grand or impossible. So if you have this big, gigantic desire that you want to experience and you really don't have anybody to share it with, or you don't even believe yourself that you can even live it, and you want to share it so much, I have ears. I will listen to you. I will listen. And I won't even have to comment. I will listen, and I will be in agreement with you, and I will pray for you to experience that, and I will support you in that vision. I will support you because it's very important to have like-minded people supporting you in your vision, because if you share your vision with somebody that's not going to support it, oh, my God, you don't want to do that. You do not want to do that. I made the mistake of doing that a couple of times. You don't want to do that. Even if you feel like you're going to burst out, you just can't hold it and it just comes out. Try not to burst it out. Try to hold it. Hold it for the right ears. Hold it for the right ears. And if you do end up bursting out with it, just go to the Father and say, Lord, I couldn't hold it. Lord, I shared it with the wrong people. Lord, please surround the energy of my vision, Lord, with your light and your love. Surround it, Lord. Protect it, Father. You know, because people are secretly envious and jealous. And if they hear your vision and see your excitement of that vision, they can be smiling with you or pretending they, oh, yeah, yeah, that's good. But deep inside, they probably be feeling so jealous and envious. And that's not a good energy that'll be directed at your vision. That's not a good energy. So remember to share it with like-minded people, people you can trust to receive it. And, oh, this is my family. I trust my family. It's got to be more than that. Not because it's your friend or your family. It's got to be somebody who can have that same state of mind that's way out of the box, that's like way out there, that kind of person, that kind of person. I don't know. I know one person like that. And even this one person, I didn't share everything with. No. Not even with this person. But this is one person I can share my out-of-the-box stuff with. But still not everything. Not everything. So be careful who you share your vision with. And just stay wrapped up in God's love and light. And find out what your purpose is. We all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. So find out what yours is. And ask God to have you in alignment with that purpose. And to raise your vibration to match that purpose. So you be in alignment with it, and then your vibration has to match it so that you can physically manifest it. So I'm going this time. That just came through, so I guess somebody need to hear it. Or I just need to go into more detail. But I thank you again for listening, and may God bless you always. And may your dreams, your greatest, grandest, most out-of-the-box dreams come true for you.